This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department has warned us citizens not to travel to Japan, blaming the growing risk of COVID-19 just 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics are due to open. Japan has suffered a fourth wave of infections and has led to states of emergency in Tokyo, Osaka, and eight other regions across the nation. A hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's Maricopa County resumed Monday after a week-long hiatus. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some believe it will turn up evidence of fraud. Arizona election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well and say this is a far-fetched conspiracy theory. More than 500 Democratic staffers and former members of President Biden's campaign team have signed an open letter calling for the president to unequivocally condemn Israel amid the recent conflict with Hamas. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
The country of Belarus is going to pay a price of sanctions for diverting a commercial airline with military jets to capture an opposing journalist. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
And the European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital on Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Protasevich, the 27-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Protasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protests against the regime.
A pilot was killed when a military plane crashed near Las Vegas, Nevada, after taking off from Nellis Air Force Base Monday afternoon. The unidentified pilot was with Draken U.S., a Florida company. No injuries were reported on the ground. The plane was the Dassault Aviation Mirage F1. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's get a pandemic update. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern on Monday.
We have gone from 6% of U.S. adults with one shot on the day the president took office to more than 60% in just 4 months. We're averaging about 24,000 cases per day, down from nearly 184,000 cases per day when we took office. And daily death rates have dropped nearly 85% since January 20th. Is there more work to be done? Absolutely. We're still at war with the virus. A couple of things that we've been able to implement. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan, we've been able to accelerate and improve our COVID-19 response. School districts across the country have been able to leverage the resources needed to safely reopen. Small and medium-sized businesses are able to pay their employees for the time needed to take off work to get the shot and recover from it. And billions of dollars have gone to states and local organizations doing the boots-on-the-ground outreach around vaccine confidence, which is, of course, a big focus for us at this point. HHS is leading regular engagement with the COVID community core leaders to discuss best practices. And just a few minutes ago, we announced the president hosted a YouTube town hall with a range of influencers, influencers with millions of followers, primarily young people, who need to understand the benefits of getting vaccinated. So just another example of the ways we're trying to use all of our resources.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Carol Swain joins us. From high school dropout and teenage mother to highly accomplished university professor and public intellectual, Dr. Swain is passionate about empowering others to confidently raise their voices in the public square. Dr. Swain, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I am doing great. It's a pleasure.
Well, the honor is ours, and at a time that your story needs to be heard again nonstop, because it is counter to this narrative that's being pushed out there that, you know, black Americans, people of color, minorities are victims, that America, though, you know, we always say this disclaimer, you know, not perfect, but I don't know of another country that in its DNA says that they are aiming to be a more perfect union. I don't know another country that can even say those words or even give you evidence that we're moving in that direction. Do you?
No, I don't. And I agree that even though Americans have made mistakes because we are imperfect human beings, we have always worked to make amends for things that we got wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the American story is a story of overcoming. It's also a story of blacks, whites, people of different religions and ethnicities locking arms and working together for a better nation and a better world.
It would seem that for political advantage, and only for political advantage, which disgusts me, Carol, and I know at your heart it is a debasement for you as well, because you're so passionate about empowering others. I look at others, you know, and I try to look at others, I should say, because, again, admittedly, I'm human. But my goal is to look at others in a way, as one theologian said, I've never met a mere mortal. And he said that because he realized that we're made in the image of God. And what each of us carries in our DNA and our very being is something rather sacred and holy. And when I look at others through that lens, you know, I want to support them. I want them to rise to that God-given, you know, objective that God has placed in their very soul.
I think that a lot of us feel that way, and it's hard to escape the influence of our Judeo-Christian roots, even though we have become a very secular and in some ways a post-Christian nation. Mm-hmm. There are enough of us who appreciate our nation's founding and the work that people have done, you know, throughout the centuries to make this nation one that people from all over the world are willing to risk their lives to get here. Plus, it is still the top destination for immigrants across the world. They all want to get to America. And if America was an evil, racist country, as described by the political left, it wouldn't make any sense for people to try so hard to get here.
You know, it's interesting. We have a president in office now that said years ago that it was the Republicans, conservatives, that wanted to put black America back in chains, as you'll recall, he said. And it would seem that his policies and his ambition, maybe unbeknownst to himself, is doing that very thing. He's encumbering Americas, but it's not just black Americas, it's all Americans, in getting them to exchange, you know, do what the Book of Romans talks about in terms of exchanging good for evil. And he wouldn't necessarily look at it that way, but when you look at it in, you know, through the eyes of God, that's what we're doing. We're abandoning God Almighty for the God of the political realm. And this is the offering of the Democratic Party. And look what it's costing us so far in a little over 100 days.
Well, I can tell you that if you look at President Biden's entire history in public life, he has always struggled with showing respect for black Americans. Some of the statements he has made throughout the ages, I'm going to say throughout the ages, he's pretty old, but throughout the years have really been statements that you would associate with white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And what I find today is that the Joe Biden we see now, because it is politically advantageous, he believes, to do this, he has sort of, you know, turned the race agenda over to groups like Black Lives Matter and activists that are agenda-driven. And the progressives in the Democratic Party, the white progressives who are using the Voting Rights Act and civil rights laws, are flipping them upside down to push their own agenda. Because if you actually look at H.R. 1 and S.R. 1, which they call the For the People Act, some call it the John Lewis Bill, that would radically change the way we vote, take it out of the hands of the states, give it to the federal government. That is critical race theory being applied to the voting realm, because the provisions of the Voting Rights Act were never meant to be used in the way that Democrats are trying to use it now. They're trying to weaponize it against the American people by claiming that racial and ethnic minorities are being discriminated against.
Well, it's in actuality, Carol, it's a move to destroy this democratic republic. Because what it's moving toward, is moving toward, as political science would say, toward mob rule. And mob rule is democracy. And people need to understand there is a difference between a democratic republic and democracy. And this is what we're heading to. We're heading to, you know, down that road. And, of course, the next step is, you know, from there is socialism, which, according to the latest polls, about 60% of the millennials are revved up. And they think socialism is the way to go because the institutions that they were raised under have failed them. And I don't blame them, you know, for coming to that conclusion. You know, I think it's an issue of leadership. It's what's happened in the home. It's what's happened in these coveted relationships, whether it has to do with government, our churches, our family units, marriages. You know, we've really been a poor example to this generation, haven't we?
We have totally failed them because they have been indoctrinated. They have not been educated. And if we allow CRT and its racist agenda to permeate all of our schools and our institutions, it is going to get worse. And many people on the left that think they support CRT don't understand what it is, because they heard critical race theory, critical, and they think that it involves a dialogue and that it's teaching people how to think critically. And nothing could be further from the truth. And I believe that what we can do as conservatives and people who love America is help educate the rest of the population about what critical race theory and critical gender theory, what these sociological theories really are, because they take away from academic learning, and it leaves the children, whether they're white, black, Hispanic, it leaves everyone worse off.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have some of these teachers telling these young kids, 6-7-year-olds, that, you know, being white is a problem. You need to apologize to your classmate. Well, you know, we were talking about this earlier, Dr. Swain. What do you do with these kids of mixed marriages? I mean, you know, their dad is white, their mom's black, so now they're being taught in school that their dad is evil, their mom is good, and they got to come home and address. I mean, how confusing is this going to be for these young people? And we have so many mixed marriages now that, you know, again, pointing to how far along we've come in this country in terms of appreciating, you know, people, not, as Dr. King said, not because of the color of the skin, but the content of their character. We've got more from Dr. Carol Swain on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Nigeria is included in the U.S. State Department's list of countries of particular concern regarding religious persecution. Christians in Nigeria face abductions, bombings, attacks, and executions because of their faith. But listeners of the Tide Gospel program know that God is in control during these perilous times. Some are even seeing God work miracles. One listener shared how he had been blind for years, but while listening to the Tide program in his own language, he prayed for healing and regained his sight. It is so encouraging to see people in Nigeria pursuing a relationship with God and finding hope and provision through Him. It's also inspiring to note that their primary focus is on what God does for them as opposed to what people bring against them. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is helping people across the world to experience the love of Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
And we need all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. This is about we the people, okay? It is right there in our Constitution. And we need to understand those three powerful words and what they represent. I mean, it really, it commands the citizens to be activated to defend our Constitution. Whether you're in the military or you just stand alone, I mean, do you believe in the U.S. Constitution and to support every measure of it? That's what is required these days, especially when you have this, this kind of thought that's freewheeling through our country right now, these narratives. And they're really so many, in a sense, they're false narratives. They're either the truth or they're not the truth. And the dangerous part about some of these narratives is there's a little bit of truth, like anything that can sway people. There's a little bit of truth in what they're saying, but it's not the whole truth and nothing but. Dr. Carol Swain is with us, and, you know, Dr. Swain, it seems that ever since there's been this move, you know, critical race theory, let's defund the police, let's do all this, crime is rising exponentially, and it's affecting every household. In fact, we were touched this past week. My step-granddaughter, her brother was the six-year-old that was shot on a Southern California freeway in a road rage incident. And this has just been heartbreaking, you know, for our family as we're, you know, going through this process. And, you know, and for my step-granddaughter, she lives with my daughter and son-in-law in Hawaii and happened to be visiting in California. And by the grace of God, she stayed with her grandmother the night before. She was supposed to be with her mother. If she was with her mother, she'd have been in that car when her brother was shot, and God only knows if it would have been her instead of her six-year-old. And this has been a tough few days, you know, for everybody. But crime, it's unbelievable. I look at the numbers, and ever since you had this movement to defund police and get police out of here, I mean, it's amazing to me how slow the administration, not only federally, but even at the local level, how slow they are to respond and not see the causal effects of removing police off the streets and doing, you know, to the men in blue, the men and women in blue, what they've been doing to them in being so critical of what they've done in keeping our, you know, our communities safe. And the numbers are loud and clear.
I'm sorry about your personal tragedy, and yes, the numbers are loud and clear. I'd like to return to your statement about we the people. Mm-hmm. And as you know, for years I have been calling out to the we the people to stand up and be the people.
Yes.
Who take back our nation. That's my brand. I have a book by that title. And what is happening is that the we the people are standing up, that all across the country, parents are organizing and fighting back against CRT in the classroom. About 14 state legislatures have crafted bills trying to address the indoctrination that's taken place. Mm-hmm. And so we are seeing a movement of the we the people, the way the Constitution meant it to be, taking back authority. And I want to encourage listeners to be a part of the movement, be a part of the solution. You do have power.
Exactly. Well, and we saw it happen in Texas. I mean, in a very short order, the people there took over the school board. The school board voted in CRT and some of these crazy, you know, theories that are coming onto these grade school campuses and that. And the parents just were so outraged. They got rid of all the school. They turned it over in one voting cycle, and they took their school back and are controlling and making sure that they have the parental approved curriculum that they feel would be best for their kids. And this is starting to happen more and more. Dr. Carol Swain, you know, we talked about her brand, Be the People. She has a podcast that she hosts and a radio show under that title as well. And Carol, how can they listen in on Be the People?
Well, I have a TV show, too, called Conversations with Dr. Carol Swain that's on YouTube, mm-hmm. Rumble, and the Binge TV Network. And so if you have a smart TV and any of 300 apps, you can call up Binge TV Network, mm-hmm. and find my show, Conversations with Dr. Carol Swain. My website is BeThePeopleNews.com, and my book, Be the People, A Call to Reclaim America's Faith and Promise, is available for purchase. It has a new introduction written since the 2020 election, and it's all about empowering the we the people to stand up and be the people who reclaim our nation and our world.
Exactly, because this is what this, you know, our Constitution was based on. A moral people is what one of our founders said. I think it was John Adams said that the Constitution was designed for a moral people. And this is what's happened. I mean, the degradation of our morality in our country, and we're paying the price. And what's at risk here is the very foundation of America and our children. And we're seeing this, you know, with the increased number of suicides amongst young people, their loss of faith and confidence in the institutions that, you know, heretofore we took for granted, Carol.
I agree. And if we don't push back and stop the Democrats, and the way we stop them is by educating our fellow Democrats about what's in the so-called Equality Act. Mm-hmm. It's not about making people equal. It's doing the opposite. And then there are other people, quote, Voting Rights Act, will strip you of your voting rights. And so everything they say, the legislation they're pushing does the opposite, and if it passes, if H.R. 1, S.R. 1, if it passes, it will mean that we will have a one-party nation governed by the progressive Democrats, and they are totally out of step with the American people, including mm-hmm. their own supporters.
Well, here they are. I mean, during the primaries, they sold their policies. They tried to sell their policies to their own constituents, the Democratic Party, right? And 70% of Democrats that were not interested. And so what they do is, you know, backed by big tech and all the apparatchik of social media, the mainstream media and that, lead people to believe that Joe Biden is some sort of moderate. And they sold people a bill of goods. And the fact of the matter is now he's in the White House, and AOC, the squad, and the progressive arm of the Democratic Party is running this, you know, running the Oval Office, and they are all in for these policies that they could only get 30% of their own party to approve. And here we are paying the price. Yes, go ahead.
It's just so important for people to realize, you know, what took place in this past election. I'm very pleased that we're having the audits in Georgia, Arizona, and other parts of the country, because there were shenanigans that took place in this past election. I don't believe that Joe Biden was elected by the people. Mm-hmm. I think that there was election fraud involved. And this agenda that's being shoved down our throat is not an agenda that was endorsed by the American people. We the people need to stand up, fight back against it, educate your fellow Democrat neighbors in a very nice way. Many of them are not aware of what's in the legislation that's being rammed down their throat. I mean, we need to educate, we need to mobilize, and we need to pray. As Christians,
amen.
Pray for
amen.
Hidden things to be revealed. Pray for our leaders to have backbones, the ones that purport to be Christians or conservatives or lovers of our nation. Pray for them to have backbones. Mm-hmm. And also, when it comes to the Senate, we need the filibuster. And so it would be nice to write a note to Joe Manchin from West Virginia and that lady, the Sinema.
Arizona Sinema, yes. Kristen Sinema in Arizona.
Yes, write a letter and thank them or encourage them to stand strong for the filibuster, because if the filibuster is eliminated, the Democrats will force even more poison down the throats of the American people.
Oh, they'll pack the court. You know, we'll have D.C., a state, Puerto Rico. It's a mess that would be ahead of us that would be insurmountable. I would agree with you, Dr. Carol Swain. Appreciate it. How can people be in touch with you? We've got 5 seconds left. Real quick, website.
Go to my website, bethepeoplenews.com.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department has warned us citizens not to travel to Japan, blaming the growing risk of COVID-19 just 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics are due to open. Japan has suffered a fourth wave of infections and has led to states of emergency in Tokyo, Osaka, and eight other regions across the nation. A hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's Maricopa County resumed Monday after a week-long hiatus. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some believe it will turn up evidence of fraud. Arizona election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well and say this is a far-fetched conspiracy theory. More than 500 Democratic staffers and former members of President Biden's campaign team have signed an open letter calling for the president to unequivocally condemn Israel amid the recent conflict with Hamas. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Good to have you with us as we continue to be fresh and independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Boy, I'll tell you, I keep shaking my eye. I think I must be in the middle of a bad nightmare here. You know, over 100 days of this new administration, and you wonder, you know, who is running this country? Is this being done by committee? I got to bring Al Parada on, managing editor at Stream.org. Al, have you figured it out? Is this a government by committee? Is that why this is such a mess?
Well, I've always thought that the U.S. government was run by some GS7 in some office over, you know, down at, you know, you know, really is actually run by somebody who's been there since the end of World War II. Or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, but in all seriousness, I don't know when Kamala Harris is the one greeting the leader of South Korea.
Yeah.
You got to wonder. I mean, it's not like Joe was doing something else.
Do you think she lost her map on how to get to the southern border? She hasn't been there. You know, she's the point person on it, but hasn't even been to the border once. I mean, what does that tell you?
Afraid of travel? I don't know. Yeah, she hasn't been there, and the symbolism of that, she doesn't want to draw attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
She goes
yes.
to the border. She draws attention to the problems that they have caused down there.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's you know, she's not going because she, you know, doesn't have frequent flyer miles or something. I mean, she's got the plane. I mean, it's,
yes,
so,
right.
You know, there's some, you know, and I'm sure they'll let her use it. But it's, you know, though Jill Biden, make sure to check the engines and wheels, as given we heard about Jill Biden's reaction to her after that debate last year. But that's beside the point. But again, that's the mystery. When you have Kamala Harris being the one to meet, it's one thing to meet, be the one to show up at the door and say, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yes.
We're talking the one that she's having bilateral meetings with heads of state when Joe Biden's not doing anything else.
Right.
He had a reason, he was somewhere else. He's at some meeting in Brussels, or he's this, that, and the other thing. But no, he's there. I mean,
could you imagine when he was vice president, if Barack Obama had elevated him to this type of position? I mean, he did have him, lead the way as far as Ukraine was concerned, and got a bunch of money there, and China, and got a bunch of money there. So, and it's amazing how Barack Obama gets away with this, that, he was the president, and this is somebody, his number two man. And he's involved in all this quid pro quo junk that's going on, him and his family. And, and President Obama is off scot-free, has no culpability whatsoever.
Obama's one skill is to avoid the consequences and responsibility for the things that happened under his watch.
Yeah, of course, because there was no scandal. He was scandal-free, he said, right?
Yeah. Oh, pure as the driven snow this guy was.
Yeah.
It's the corruption. I mean, that alone with the Biden family during the Obama years. I mean, absolute corruption. And
they're really not sincere about this stuff. I mean, here recently, Judicial Watch tried to get some breakthrough in having an opportunity to to question Hillary Clinton over Benghazi, right? Well, then it goes to the district court, D.C. district court, and they go, "Well, we don't think so." And so they nix that idea, and the Supreme Court, in all their bravery, we don't want to tell that either. Then they have the audacity, Hillary Clinton and all of them included, "We want to make sure this never happens again." Well, if you want to make sure it never happens again, then you got to get down to the bottom of it. You've got to ask these difficult questions. But, of course, all the lying that was perpetrated and thrown upon the people by Susan Rice, who is back in government once again, Hillary Clinton et al., and a lot of the players during the Obama regime, they're back there inculcated and, running things for Biden. They live another day. I guess that's what happens. When you're in government, you're like a cat. You got nine lives.
Yeah, especially if you're connected to the Democratic machine.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah. If you're connected to the Republicans, you're a bad cat. You barely got one life.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the things about the Biden administration that really irks me, is that he brought back all the players, all the loser players from the last administration who were involved in nefarious deeds and elevates them. Somebody like Jake Sullivan, who was one of Hillary's people, he ends up national security advisor or something, and he's the guy who came with this idea saying, "Hey, you know what, Hillary's in trouble for all these emails. We got to come up with a way to distract from that. So why don't we make up the idea that Trump is in bed with Putin?"
Right.
That was him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now powerful. Like you said, Susan Rice, a blatant liar. She's getting promoted for lying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's one of my issues with the Biden administration total is personnel picks. These are not the ace people. Somewhere in the Democratic Party and in even the progressive world, there are some aces. There are some people.
Yeah, but Nancy Pelosi, she's all part of this delusion. Remember when she introduced, the managers, the impeachment managers that were on the Democratic side against Donald Trump? She talked so glowingly about them that they were just such brilliant people that there were three or four other jobs they could be working at. But we're so fortunate to have them. And I'm looking at this cast of characters. Are you kidding me? This is really the best we can do? I mean, they may have one time had some quotient of intelligence, but they've become so much ideologued that they're really, they've buried their intelligence and their IQ quotient in the process.
Okay. Yeah. Let's be honest. If we were guilty of murdering a bunch of people and the bodies were found in our house and we were completely 100% guilty, Adam Schiff would be the kind of sleazy guy you'd want as your lawyer. If you're guilty.
Yes.
Let's get Adam Schiff that. I mean, he's so slimy. He's the guy you call when you're guilty.
Well, and then you have Jerry Nadler going, "What bodies? There's no bodies.
I don't see any bodies.
No stinking bodies here.
It's a myth." And then there's, you know, Swalwell with his,
oh, Lord have mercy.
You know,
yeah.
My girlfriends and stuff.
Hey, look, I didn't know any of those women.
I don't know.
No, hey, just because they're, you know, they're some foreign descent. I mean, that's just inconsequential. I had nothing to do with them, you know. The fact that they stayed at the house and, you know, I served them dinner or something. I don't know. It's just,
oh, my gosh. Oh,
what a mess. But, hey, look, at you know, we got to have fun again, Al. I mean, you know, you've got to just we got to go and do a one-night show. It's back on stage, and comedy lives another day. Boy, have we ever needed comedy. We need another Will Rogers. I think you could be the Will Rogers heir apparent.
Yeah, but I don't know how to use a rope. So lassoing, it'll take a little while to do that. But that's actually a very important idea is the notion of comedy that comes from, like Will Rogers, from the point of view of we're all in this together, as
yes.
opposed to the comedy of today in terms of late night, which is all about cutting down and all about
right.
insulting. To me,
what's happening today, sadly, with today's comedy, it's very cheap. It's not very creative. It's like, I think you and I talked about before, it's musicians who use reverb. You know, they turn up the volume, they use reverb to hide the mistakes, as opposed to somebody who's pure, that can hit the notes and that. You know, the days of a Red Skeleton or a Bob Hope, where there was really good comedy writing and delivery and, you know, giftedness. You know, now it's just, you know, because it's just an angry type of comedy that you come out of it and you're just, I don't know that anybody is uplifted, you know, by the comedy, whereas, you know, in the days of, you know, like I said, Bob Hope or Red Skeleton and those and Will Rogers, you came away from some of these comedic sessions and, hey, you know, you could laugh about it and, you know, feel a little bit better. But now it's just, you just get angry.
Yeah. There's some out there like Michael Jr., Chandra Pierce, those kind of folk. But,
But we need more of those. And but you know, it's like a lot of these comedians, as you know, Al, they just said, hey, look, we're not going to go to college campuses. You know, we're not going to get canceled and put up with that stuff. If you guys want to be frustrated and mean and angry, then hey, look, enjoy yourselves in the cafeteria. We'll see you later. Ciao.
Yeah, that's a scary thing. You know,
really, he's the managing editor at Stream.org, and he's got more. Right,
Clay's
after
cleaning service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
You know, I dare you. I double dare you to listen to that song and not bob your head. I mean, that's head bobbing music. That's all I got to tell you. And, of course, it's Al Parada's theme song. We've got to play this every time he's on. The managing editor at stream.org, Al Parada, continues with us. Hey, Al, good weekend. Phil Mickle, 50. 50's nifty.
I know. Huh? And it's father, beating Father Time, at the PGA.
Yeah. Wow.
What a awesome, yeah. That's awesome. That's cool.
But he looked good. He looked in great physical condition. I mean, this is like the reinvented Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And that gets to what we were talking about before, like where Biden was absent when he was when the South Korean president came by. Maybe he was watching the tournament. I'm always wondering, you know, that's
or nodding out
to me. Yeah, that sounds more
or nodding out. Than yeah.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
But, exactly.
That's good. It gives us old guys a little bit of inspiration to get out there and, you know, knock it around a little bit.
Well, we're living longer, and you know, like Yogi Berra said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd taken better care of myself. And I think this generation is doing that. I mean, we're exercising more. We're, you know, more conscious. You know, we imbibe in supplementation. You know, and all that good stuff. And you know, here it is. I think after everything is all said and done, you're going to see a lot of people pounding their chest and say, "COVID, what? You know, get out of here. I want nothing to do with you." And people did this anyway. I mean, they built up their immune system. You know, they took some of the information that the NIH and Dr. Fauci and others were trying to promote, and you wonder, okay, what's behind that? But let me use some common sense. Let me go ahead and fortify my immune system, do some good things for my body, and you know, and I think it served us well. And you know, I think we're close to that herd immunity if we're not already there. And of course, it took the government. I mean, it's kind of amazing the way they came out with this deal, Al. It's like, you know, one day you have Walensky on saying, oh, you know, I mean, doom and gloom, and this isn't going to happen. We're going to be wearing masks till the day we die. In fact, even when you get buried, you're going to have to be buried with a mask. You know, it's just ridiculous. And then within, 24 hours, 48 hours, you know, everything's well.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so what happened? What was the breakthrough? What did we figure out? No, we just, it's okay. It's just okay.
White House needed to change the narrative. Everything, you know, inflation, Middle East crisis, you know, border. Yeah. They needed to change the narrative. So suddenly, oh, wait a minute, you know.
They had to figure they had to do something. They had to give Joe Biden some relief because he kept losing his darn mask, you know. So
yeah.
Just take the mask away from him, you know.
Very important. But, I am sure, you know, the fact that Texas, you know, dropped up the mandate and look at their results, maybe they can mm-hmm. But then you have to.
Well, they're a bunch of Neanderthals. Those Neanderthals got it right, doggone it. What happened?
I know. Isn't that funny? But I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Then you have Whitmer up there, who's been, you know, draconian in all her lockdowns up there in Michigan, and now she's decided she doesn't have to pay attention to her own little mandates.
Of course not. Yes, exactly.
Oh, of course not. But,
well, they're walking hypocrites. I mean, that's the deal, and it's unfortunate. I thank God every day that I'm in Florida. You know, the free part of the United States. Where people are reasonable here. And a lot of good things are in its favor. And of course, you know, look at people are storming into the state now, and housing, you know, there's just not enough houses, and man, there's starting to be bidding wars anywhere, you know, in the state for homes now.
I know it's, we're begging my father-in-law to buy something down there.
Yes.
It's,
soon.
It's a good investment, at the very least, right?
Yes.
Everybody wants
without
to do
a doubt.
There. Because, you know, Texas, of course, is open, but it's hot.
Yes.
So, you know, you don't.
Hot and bugs. They got big bugs. Big
hot,
bugs.
Hot,
I mean, you know,
bugs.
Florida's got its bugs too, but, you know, not big like Texas.
Yeah.
Texas, those bugs are so big, they'll take your car with you in it.
Oh, they do, yes. In fact, you know, they actually, you know, don't have parking attendants. They hire bugs to do it. It's a lot cheaper. It's hot. It gets hot down here.
Yeah.
But again, it's free though, and you know, and that, and it's such a change as you travel around between states that are sane and the ones that still have that mentality.
Right.
You know, plus
Florida knows how to conduct an election. I mean, they actually know how to count the ballots. They can actually have them all counted by midnight, as opposed to some of these other states like maybe Georgia or whatever, which is in a whole other story.
They could have had them done by midnight, but if they had them done by midnight, Trump would have won. So,
yes, yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the final conclusion.
Put down their Fred Flintstone feet and screeched to a halt and got those other fake ones in there and. Allegedly,
and here they are. They want to have this commission for January 6th, and the people are going, well, that's a big leap. You jump over what happened in November to go to January 6th. You have this big commission. I was mentioning to somebody else that I think we could have a high school civics class do the investigation on what happened January the 6th, and they'd come up with a better conclusion than the millions of dollars and the wasted time that, congressmen, that we had to pay for them and all the band of attorneys that are going to come out licking their chops, say, thank you very much for the windfall here, because we're doing the people's work like as if they're going to give us something honest at the end of the day, which we know, even though they're going to claim it's bipartisan. You know, it's a partisan hack job to try to convince us, you know, of the narrative and what they believed happened on January the 6th. But look at, put it in the hands of a high school civics class and watch what they do with it. We'll probably have a better, better observation.
I'm with you. I mean, they keep talking about comparing it to the 9/11 commission. I compare it
exactly.
To the Warren Commission. The Warren Commission was designed specifically, and this is within days of the assassination, to convince Americans that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. It was not,
exactly.
Let's find out what happened and let the chips fall where they may. It was aimed to have a conclusion to convince the American people that Lee Harvey
acted
alone. And this is within days of the assassination. You shouldn't have known anything. This is one of the things. And this time, the idea is their conclusion is that Trump people are bad and a danger.
Yes.
And that is the danger of this commission because that is what its goal is, because you don't need a commission to find out what happened because you have video. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
You knew the bad actors who were going to be there. You knew who showed up. You knew what the police did, or the Capitol Hill police did in terms of letting people in and saying, hey, don't mess up the place. Do what you need to do. Don't mess up the place. And
That,
for the most part, that's what they did. I don't see any statues that were knocked down in there.
That's why I said they were walking through like they were on a tour guide or something, going through the Capitol building. Yeah, you had a couple of scuffles and, you know, minor areas and that sort of thing. And, you know, and you got a Capitol police officer shooting the veteran, Ashley Babbitt, which we still don't know who that police officer was, which is amazing. 400-some people have been arrested, you know, and indicted for any one of 20-some offenses and that sort of thing. But we still don't know the breakdown as to how many of those were actually just basic everyday people that were followers of Trump. I know in some degree there were some that they got, you know, busted. They got written up for trespassing.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, but that's going to be arguable in some cases because in many of the cases there, you saw the Capitol Police just, like you say, ushering the people in, just go, come on in. You know, they pulled back the gates and let them go. And if you happen to be there, you might follow the crowd. And little did you know, you thought you had approval. And then suddenly, you know, post-event, you know, you're this awful insurrectionist, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you're losing your job and all this, that, and the other thing. And it's such a fiasco. Especially when you contrast it with what happened at the White House during the riots, you know, earlier in the summer.
Exactly, with Black Lives Matter. Yeah.
The place. They were trying to get into the White House complex. They were trying to get over to breach the perimeter, but they couldn't because it was the White House.
Exactly.
And they're torching. They burned the church. They did this.
Yeah.
They wrecked this. They wrecked.
And they gave them a mural on the road leading to the White House.
Yeah.
You know, but what are the MAGA people get? No, you're going to jail.
Yeah. And that's why the January 6th thing is bogus.
Yeah. I didn't see Kamala Harris, the vice president and her ilk out there paying bail money for, you know, for that side of America.
Yeah. I mean, it's a joke.
You know, the people that supposedly she serves.
Yeah. And therein lies the rub. It's such a partisan. Everything is about the partisanship and power with the Pelosi and those people that legitimate inquiries into any of this stuff are out the window.
And, Al, you know that this president, I mean, if he was a corporate president, he'd have lost his job already.
Yeah.
I mean, stockholders wouldn't stand for it. And here in America, I mean, like, we're stuck. We're stuck with this. I mean, forget about whether or not you question the legitimacy of the election or not. He's just incompetent.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to put it in any other terms. I said early on, he's the manifestation, if you remember the book, about the Peter Principle.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Joe Biden is. He has risen to his level of incompetence. And that is clear with the stuff that he's done. I mean, he sold out on our ability to be energy independent. And look what we're, you know, looking at right now in terms of energy independence. We would love to be energy independent right now, but no. And then after all the hoopla over Russia, we're buying oil from Russia.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's too bad we don't have a mulligan. Or like a lemon law. There should be a lemon law for presidents, maybe.
You know, I think there's got to be something. I mean, hey, maybe we can get a 2-for-1 while California is recalling Newsom. Maybe we could recall Joe Biden. Is that possible?
Well, he can't even recall himself. So what's that joke?
but meanwhile, here we are. I mean, we're having to deal with the travesty of these policies that are only getting worse. And you got to know you're in trouble when you have AOC saying, "Hey, he's doing a great job, man. He's actually doing better than we expected," right?
Yeah, I mean, the Ayatollahs, the dictators, they're loving him. You know, they're giving him a thumbs up. So, hey, obviously everything's great. So.
He's Al Parada, the one and only. Thank you, Al. Take care, buddy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.